ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله. We praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray. And whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness to La ilaha illallah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. Amma ba'd. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this religion. And every newly invented matter in this religion is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strain. And every strain is in the hellfire. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. كما أرسلنا فيكم رسولا منكم يتلو عليكم آياتنا ويزكيكم ويعلمكم الكتاب والحكمة ويعلمكم ما لم تكونوا تعلمون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah تبارك وتعالى in these verses in Surah Al-Baqarah verses 151 to 153 says, and we have sent our messenger to you from among yourselves, and we have sent a messenger to you from among yourselves to read to you our verses, and to purify you, and to teach you the book and the hikmah, or to teach you the Quran and the Sunnah, and to teach you that which you didn't know. This was the first verse that we began our series, The Purification of the Souls, off with, to show that it is the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was sent to humanity by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to read the verses of Allah to us, and to purify us, and to teach us the Quran and the Sunnah, and to teach us that which we didn't know. And we tried to make this series, The Purification of the Souls, that which is encompassed in this, or that which this ayah details, and that is to bring the statements of the Quran and the Sunnah in order that we learn that which we didn't know, in order that we may purify ourselves. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to say, remember me and I'll remember you. Be thankful and don't be ungrateful. Be thankful and don't be ungrateful. O you who believe, seek assistance in patience and in salah. Indeed, Allah is with the patient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the past couple of months or more has blessed us, alhamdulillah, to hear some of the ayat and some of the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we've covered, just taking a look back at what we've covered, and we covered the things or the ayats and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in relationship to how to have our sins forgiven. that the verses and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which teach us how to have our sins forgiven, knowing that each and every one of us are sinners, and the best of the sinners are the repenters. And then we went on to cover the virtues of the dua, the how and the when to make the dua, and we covered among the many ways to get to Jannah, and we had a few lectures on sincerity, and that we should be concerned with making sure that we do the deeds that we do and make the statements that we make, and to hold the beliefs in our hearts sincerely and solely for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we had a talk on fornication and staying away from it, and that it is a big evil, and that we can purify ourselves in the sight of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by staying away from fornication and all of its manifestations, whether it's just simply looking with the eyes or whatever you have after that. Then we covered for a few weeks how to subdue the shaytan, the devil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed to plot against the human beings in order to keep them away from the worship of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We showed how we can restrain the shaytan and overcome him in order to please our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala. And then we began the series that we were in right now, and that is using our tongues as a means of purification. Because the relationship with the tongue and the body parts, it's a strong relation. So much so that if the tongue is pure, then the body would be so kadhalik, or likewise. And if the tongue isn't purified, then the body also wouldn't be purified. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we just want to mention a few ayats and a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is related to the first few ayats that we mentioned, as we'll see, where Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 44 through 46, أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِعِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do you enjoin the people to do righteousness? And we were trying to make this class purification of the souls, that which would enjoin the people to do righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questions, do you enjoin the people to do righteousness while you forget your own selves? And you are the ones who are reading the book. Don't you have any sense? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us or admonishing us from being among those who enjoin the people to do the good, and then them themselves, they don't do the good. This series, Purification of the Souls, it isn't just for our ears to listen to, but it's for our hearts to comprehend and understand, and then it's for our body parts to practice. That goes for the ones who are hearing it and the one who is saying it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala went on to say, and seek assistance and patience and in salah. Just as in the first ayahs we mentioned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, O you who believe, I command you to seek assistance and patience and in salah. And here again Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is commanding us to seek assistance and patience and in salah. And indeed it is difficult except for those who are khashi'een. And they are those who are humble to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, those who are obedient and submissive to the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those people who have humbled themselves to Allah, they find it easy to seek assistance in patience and in salah. And those people who have humbled themselves to Allah, Allah goes on to further describe them by saying, They are those who are certain that they will meet their Lord. And we remember we had a portion of this class, of this series that I didn't mention, and that was about that day, or Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day when we will meet Allah. And here Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is showing us that those people who seek assistance in patience and in salat, they are those who humble themselves to Allah, and they are those who are certain of meeting their Lord. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on, and to them and to him they will return. A few days ago I was reading some hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it's a hadith that we covered in the series, and I think it was either 60 some ways to get to Jannah or how to have your sins forgiven or atonement for your sins. I'm not sure. At any rate, when I read this hadith, I said, I need it for myself and to advise you all with it. Again. And that is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليكم بقيام الليل فإنه دأب الصالحين قبلكم وقربة إلى الله تعالى ومنهات عن الإثم وتكفير للسيئات ومطردة للداء عن الجسد. And this hadith is authentic and is collected by Imam Ahmed and At-Tirmidhi and other than them, where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I advise you to stand up at night, referring to making the tahajjud salah. I advise you to stand up at night because it is the customs or it is the habit of the righteous people that came before you. We said that we wanted to use this series of purification of the souls in order to help us better ourselves or purify ourselves or to help us become among the righteous. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us a characteristic of the righteous people who came before us. They are the people who make a habit of standing up at night in salah to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. I advise you to stand up at night for the salah, because it is the customs, it is the habit of the righteous who came before you, and it is a means of getting closer to Allah, and it is that which would prevent us from committing sins. It is that which would prevent us from making sins. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us that this salat in the night, at-tahajjud, not only is it the way of the righteous who came before us, but it is a way to get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All of us, inshallah ta'ala, we have accepted Islam to strive for the Jannah, or to get closer to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us a specific way to get closer to our Lord ta'ala. Also, we are trying to purify ourselves and to become among the righteous. And here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has described this salat as that which would prevent us from committing sin. That which would prevent us from committing sin. All of us fall into committing sin. And most of us wish, or we make dua to Allah, that we could stop committing the sins that we commit, and then we fall into them again. Astaghfirullah. And then again, astaghfirullah. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us a way to help us prevent ourselves from committing sins, and that is standing up at night, making the tahajjud salah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, and it is atonement for your bad deeds. It is that which would wipe away the bad deeds you already committed. Most of us commit our sins in the day as we are sleeping in the night. And maybe it's impossible to commit a sin. Rather, it is impossible to commit a sin while you're sleeping. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had explained, that the pin has been lifted off of the person who is sleeping until he wakes up. And alhamdulillah that we're not accountable for that which we do while we're asleep. But while we're awake, we're accountable for the sins that we do. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising us not to just go to sleep and not commit any sins, but to stand up to Allah to have some of them forgiven. Then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to say, it is that which would remove or keep disease away from the body. It is that which would remove or keep away the disease from the body. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us all of the virtues of the night salah. That it could easily keep the sickness or the disease away from ourselves. And alhamdulillah that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made the nights longer in the winter time, when most of us are prone to getting sick, as opposed to the summertime where the nights are short and we usually don't find ourselves getting sick in the summertime. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving us a way to keep that sickness that we find coming back again and again in the winter time off of us by standing up at night. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to stand up at night, as He has made the nights very long in the winter time when we're prone to get sick. And that's the end of the hadith. This is one of the great hadiths of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is advice to myself and to the believers that we should do that which we have been advised to do from the Prophet, and that is, I advise you to stand up for the night salat. Because indeed it is the custom or the habit of the righteous who came before you. And it is a way of getting closer to Allah Ta'ala. And it is a means of preventing you from committing sins. And it is atonement for the bad deeds that you did. And it's a way of removing disease and harm from the body. I wanted to mention this hadith as we're going to let this be the last hadith before we resume our classes again, inshallah. So inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, this is going to be the last class until whenever Allah wills. And I wanted to leave this advice with myself and you before we end the class. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His success. Wa subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Walhamdulillah.